Let us swim from New Mexico State University.
That's right.
New religion, the priest, actor William Shatner, is also known as Captain Kirk. The founder of this new religion is John Hatton from Watauga in Texas. John, good evening.
Good evening.
How many people turn up to worship?
Actually, not come up to Watauga. I've had numerous things over the email. We've actually been considering putting together a real congregation here in Watauga, and putting together possibly a compound and or mass suicide drive-through.
So is James T. Kirk a godlike figure to you?
Well, actually, not James T. Kirk. See, that's a common misconception, is that people get the character of Kirk confused with the person of William Shatner. See, Kirk was a character played by William Shatner. We worship Shatner. And that is
why?
Well, because Shatner, there is so much to him. He is a mystery. He is a man. He is the most recognized figure on the planet right now. I mean, except for Michael Jackson, he is the most recognized person on the planet. People love him. And he has this big thing on his head that looks like a squirrel, and he denies that it's a toupee, yet everyone sees it's a toupee. The thing should have a chin strap. That's a real problem for him, and we are thoroughly convinced that actually what this is, it's an extra-universal alien being that has attached itself to William Shatner's head and is feeding himself information, and that's what gives him the powers that he has.
It all sounds highly plausible. What does he actually himself have to say about this?
He hasn't found out about it yet, and we're praying to God that he doesn't. That's why we are a completely non-profit, non-money-oriented church, because I think the second I make a dime off this church, we're going to be shut down.
Now, of course, he wasn't just Captain Kirk, of course. He was T.J. Hooker.
Absolutely, he was T.J. Hooker.
TV characters.
Oh, yes, exactly. With Heather Locklear. Oh, it was a terrific show. I loved it. I have like 20 episodes on tape, and I still watch them.
The word sad is tripping across my lips, but
I beg your pardon.
Explain to me this chant of yours, the OTS.
Yes, that is the one true Shatner. See, there are many imitation Shatners. See, there are people out there like David Hasselhoff and Jill Gerard. There are all these imitation Shatners out there, but there is only one true Shatner. It's the one true toupee Shatner, and he is the one Shatner, and he has the one true toupee, and the rest are just they're meaningless wannabes.
So how will we recognize his followers?
You will recognize his followers by their toupees. They will have just large polyester toupees on their heads, usually with chin straps, and they chant things and they rant at people, much like I'm doing now. See, they just scream things all, and they try to get everything out in one voice, and they can tell you the full gospel of Shatner, the gospel of love. The gospel of love, not money. This is the first one true great religion in the world that we have right here. It is the religion that teaches pure love and does not require money on any of its followers. It is pure love.
I think we're getting the message here.
Yes.
Every church, of course, needs followers, and you need more and more of them.
I need more and more of them. We need more followers, we need more guns, and we need more land so we can start taking over.
So are you getting emails from around the world then? I mean, are there Shatner followers in every country?
Yes, actually, just last week I got one from Luxembourg, I've gotten them from New Zealand, I've gotten them from just about everywhere other than Antarctica, as far as I can tell. There are Shatner worshippers everywhere. It's just because he is such a recognizable creature. Everybody has seen at least one episode of Star Trek at one point or another.
So what advice are you giving these people then? Are you sending them off to set up their own worship sites?
Exactly. I'm telling them. I say, go out and teach the doctrines of Shatner. Go teach the doctrines of love. Don't ask people for their money. Just take Shatner and wear your toupee, go out, teach pure love, and make all these obnoxious people really angry at you. See, that's what's the most fun, is that...
John, sorry.
Okay.
John Hatton from Texas, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
No problem.
John, that was lovely. Thank you very much.
Oh, terrific.
That's lovely. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 3 medium wave news and 4.